A lot of changes going on down the plains of Auburn. We're going to start today's show. We're going to head down to Auburn on the Bud Light Hotline. Joining us now is Jason Caldwell from Inside the Auburn Tigers. Also, obviously, Auburn 247. He joins us now again on three-man front. And Jason, it has been a whirlwind last 24 to 48 hours in regards to what's going on with the coaching staff at Auburn. What is the very latest that you could tell us in regards to the DC position and anybody else that might be coming to Auburn?
Yeah, you know, when you start hearing, and we started hearing whispers about, you know, Christian Robinson, he was a former linebacker coach at Florida. When you start hearing those, then it kind of leads you to, first of all, I guess you had to go back to the beginning. We started hearing rumors about Derek Mason for even going back a couple of weeks that there were some teams that were interested. We'd heard Notre Dame. We heard Miami. Then Oklahoma State came to the forefront. The expectations are that he's heading somewhere, and it looks like it may be Oklahoma State. Nothing's been done. But when you start hearing Auburn, you know, Christian Robinson, you hear him first, which then shows you that more than likely, Jeff Schmetting would slide into the defense coordinator role. He's a guy that's been a coordinator for a long time, guy that has, you know, worked with Brian Harsin a long time. Because of the numbers on the staff, it just you start going, hey, by process of elimination, you bring in another defensive coach, and he's not a defensive line coach, then that means somebody on the staff is going to be the coordinator. And then, Jimmy Brumbaugh is a guy that I, you know, mentioned the first time I wrote about Auburn defensive line vacancy. He's a guy that would probably and should probably be considered. Then this morning, early this morning, start hearing, hey, it's, it looks like it's going to be done. And so that kind of looks like that defensive staff has come together unless something changes. But, it's been a wild few weeks from coaching standpoint and then obviously transfer portal players, everything. It's just a topsy-turvy world right now in college sports and college football in particular.
Sticking with the defensive side and that, I think, Jason, some people I've seen say – no one's shocked by Schmetting. He's a good coach, but why not just do that upon the original hire last year? Is there anything, was it Brian Harsin's sole idea to go grab Derek Mason? Was he influenced to get guys? Was it a transitional thing? Because Schmetting's been his defensive coordinator for years, been with him for years.
Yeah, I think probably when you look at it, you probably realize, you know what, I probably need some ties to the region. Thinking that, you know, hey, you can get a guy like Derek Mason, that's a good call. Guy has ties to the region, very well respected guy, as a coordinator. And so I think it probably has some of those, you know, some to do with that, where you're looking and going, right. Hey, where can we bring guys in that have ties, guys that I want to keep on the staff, knowing that maybe down the road eventually, you know, that'll be my coordinator. And maybe it's a little bit sooner than he envisioned, but I think that was probably the plan all along was, hey, knowing that Derek Mason probably going to be moving on to another, you know, maybe a head coaching job somewhere down the line, whatever, but maybe just sped up the process a little bit. But, Jeff Smedding's been with him a long time. I think it's probably something that he figured would happen sooner or later. It's maybe a little bit sooner than expected.
We're talking to Jason Caldwell joining us here on Three Man Front on the Bud Light Hotline. Jason, let me ask you this. In regards to the fluid situation with the coaching staff, do you anticipate any other changes, or you think the bulk of the work of the changes is now being completed?
Yeah, I don't expect any more. But again, you never really know nowadays.
Yeah.
We saw changes in during the season with head coaches. We see assistants leave. So, you know, I don't expect any more, but – you know, if somebody gets hired as a head coach or a coordinator and they say, hey, I want to go get this guy as my assistant, then, I mean, anything's possible. I don't expect them, but, hey, I'm not ruling anything out nowadays.
Switching over to the portal briefly, and then we'll touch on Auburn and Kentucky tomorrow. Auburn needs some wide receiver help. They got some young, talented guys coming in, but they don't have the experience. Not a lot of production coming back, if you will. Where do things stand there? I know they want maybe at least one receiver with some experience that can come in and be part of the crew with classes and the deadline approaching. Is it going to be post-spring before fans can maybe see something on that front?
Yeah, it is. Now, I think right now, Auburn, Wednesday was the deadline to get somebody enrolled in classes at Auburn. So that ship has sailed to get somebody in for the spring. They're really looking at a couple of transfer offensive linemen. They went hard after Cowan Lacey, who ended up staying at home and going to LSU. And then I think they looked at a few other guys. There's still some possibilities, but I think now for them it's going to be go through spring, see what it looks like, see what the guys do, and then go from there. And so I think that's going to be kind of them. And there'll be other guys at the end of the portal, following spring. There may be some guys that do it in a couple of weeks that they might want to look at and evaluate. But, yeah, I think right now at wide receiver, really this roster now is what it is for spring practice. They'll get to evaluate it and then have another round of potential portal guys after these teams finish spring where guys realize maybe I'm either not a fit, I want to move on for whatever reason. I think we'll see more movement here probably in April and May.
In regards to the quarterback room, because it's very crowded right now, five scholarship quarterbacks, do you anticipate that those five will be on the spring roster?
Yeah, all five will be here. Yeah, and like I said, unless somebody decides, to bounce out and go somewhere else, I think they'll be here. It's almost impossible to have a five-man quarterback battle, but at least you could get five guys involved, maybe narrow it down to a two or three group by the time you get to, preseason practices in August. I think that's probably all you can hope for if you're new quarterback coach in Austin Davis. He hasn't seen any of these guys. It'll be an opportunity for him to kind of get his eyes on them, to see them throw as they kind of get integrated into the offense. You got to think that Zach Calzada and TJ Finley, because of their experience, would have a little bit of a heads up on the rest of the group, but I think it'll be pretty wide open.
Jason Caldwell with us here on Three-Man Front, 10-12. Tomorrow, Auburn and Kentucky, 11:30. You can hear that game right here on Jocks 94.5, 11:30 the pregame, 12 o'clock tip. It's interesting. All the coach speak in the world is the next game is the most important game. Coaches try to down the hype around a game. But Bruce Pearl, and that's kind of his personality, he has not shied away for what this game means tomorrow to the program and potentially a higher ranking. But really, as the season goes on and what this win against Kentucky could do, for his team. Just your thoughts on tomorrow's game and what it does mean for the Auburn basketball program.
Yeah. Obviously Bruce didn't shy away from it. There's no need to. Everybody
right.
knows how big this game is. There's no need to downplay it.
It's refreshing to see because you still see it so much, even in the social media.
Yeah, but I think what he did was I saw him practice Monday.
Right.
And he was really getting on those guys, pounding them pretty good, and really focusing so much on George. I think he did a great job of getting his team prepared for Wednesday night. That was the biggest challenge of the week for them. They'll be ready to go on Saturday. The fans will be ready to go. You don't have any problems getting up for Kentucky and for this matchup. But, they had to get by Wednesday first, and they were able to do that. And now you can kind of put all that energy towards this game. And, yeah, it's a big game, but it is basketball. It's not like a football game where you lose one and you go, hey, is that it?
Right.
Are we done for the year? It's a big step. You win this one, and you got to like Auburn's chances to make a run at a conference championship if you can get by this one and start thinking about seeding. And that's really the biggest deal. The number one ranking, hey, if it happens, it'd be great for school and to do it for the first time. But it's more about getting a one by your name in terms of seeding at the end of the year. And that's where this game will be really important for both these teams. But it's not a be-all, end-all, but it should be a lot of fun.
That's Jason Caldwell. Does a fantastic job covering the Auburn Tigers. Been doing it for a while. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule, especially with everything going on with the coaching changes and the portal here on Three Man Front. Thanks, Jason. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Appreciate it very much. Again, Jason Caldwell joins us on the Bud Light Hotline.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.